This is Daryl Wood, host of Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show on Faith Talk 1500. First, let me say this show is your show. That's why no matter what I discuss or which guests I interview, your input is valued. If it's in the news, on TV, or at the movies, whether political, social, economic, or whatever, at some point I'm talking about it on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show, Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. on Faith Talk 1500.
It's time for another edition of Peter's Principles. For those of you that are just joining us, don't change that dial, as the information that you will hear could very well change your life. Our host, Peter Nielsen, is a recognized TV and radio health and fitness expert. Millions of listeners will recognize him from his nationally syndicated TV series, Peter's Principles. Peter was diagnosed with Crohn's disease at the age of 15. There is no known cause or cure for Crohn's, which makes it difficult for the body to absorb nutrients. Against all odds, Peter went on to win over 70 national and international bodybuilding titles. He almost died twice from the disease, but continues to motivate and educate listeners on how they too can learn his approach to a healthy lifestyle. Keep listening for valuable advice on supplements, proper nutrition, and exercise. Peter will encourage you to have faith and believe in yourself, and will also tell you about the latest medical breakthroughs. Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope.
If you're looking to start an exercise or fitness program, I'd love to be your personal trainer. Go to my website at petersprinciples.com. Scroll down to the products. There you'll see the Peter's Principles Basic Training DVD as well as a personal training DVD. You'll also see a resistance training workout with cables. In these videos, I take you through each workout step by step. And the best thing is you could do them anywhere, anytime on your schedule. There's also a junior fitness workout program, so your kids can actually work out with you. If you need a little motivation, you could also check out my motivational CD and book entitled Principles of Hope. So if nothing's working for you this year and you truly want to be in the best shape of your life, I'd love to be your personal trainer. Whether it's nutritionally or putting together a fitness program, just go to petersprinciples.com or you can call 800-HOPE-392. See, my goal is to get you and your entire family to seize the moment of each and every day.
Hi, I'm Peter Nielsen, and I'm excited to say that my new home is right here on Faith Talk 1500. Join me every Saturday at 12 noon. Peter's Principles to me really stands for one word. It stands for God's hope. And hope to me means having optimum positive emotions about something that seems nearly impossible. So join me each week here on Faith Talk 1500, Saturday at 12 noon, and let's get better together.
Welcome to Peter's Principles. Now, the host of our show, TV and radio fitness expert, Peter Nielsen.
Welcome to Peter's Principles, a show dedicated to empower your life with hope. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Peter Nielsen, and hopefully you're enjoying your Saturday as well as your weekend, wherever you're tuning in, whether it's the West Coast, the East Coast, my friends up in Canada. I hope that the weather's cooperating above you and you are enjoying your day. Here in the Midwest, we're finally starting to get above freezing and everything is thawing out. And we're seeing actually people on the streets that are walking around, and it almost seems balmy outside when it's 30 degrees. So all is good, and I hope that you're having a great day. And it brings up really the topic of this show. Here we are just, you know, this coming week will be spring. And last week was daylight savings time, and so this show, I really want to talk about not only answering your questions nutritionally or on a fitness standpoint on how to get in the best shape of your life this spring, this new season. If you want to be part of the show, you could go to petersprinciples.com, go to the Ask Peter section. You could also visit me at Principles of Hope. You could call us at 800-HOPE-392, and you could also inbox me on my social media at Facebook at Peter N. Nielsen. You know, how we really get motivated a lot of times has to do with either our internal or external deadlines that motivate us. You know, where personal goals start to differ from deadlines is the way that we're motivated psychologically, in the sense that there's really two kinds of motivation. There's the inner and then there's the outer. And the inner motivation comes from your personal passion that's deep in your soul, the internal drive that you get when you wake up in the morning and you hear that little voice that I call your spirit. You know, you'll decide to do something on your own, not because someone or something is forcing you to. Now, on the other side of the spectrum is the, I'll call it the outer motivation, and it's the motivations that's brought on sometimes by an emergency or something that's external, whether it's a manager demanding a report or a school project that's due, or the threat of your power company shutting off your electricity because you're late on payment. Those are all also motivating factors or demands for deadlines that will externally motivate you to do something, good or bad. So throughout this show, I want to provoke your spirit and your mind to think out of the box and to understand where you're at right now. And here we're going into, you know, spring, and we don't even realize it, but because the weather is going to be nice, the flowers are going to bloom, we get this internal and external motivation. We may need to clean our house or clean our closets, change our batteries on our emergency systems in our house for storms or for our alarm system. We may think about getting into a new fitness program. Many times during the spring, love is in the air. It just internally, as humans, it's an instinct that it's one of statistically the best times to get into a new relationship, and it has to do with just change and seasons, and a lot of people don't like change. So during this show, we're going to be talking to some experts about just the importance of recovering, the importance of sleep, on how sleep plays an important factor with your fitness and your workout program, as well as the way that you just are able to have more concentration and do better, whether it's at work or in relationships. We'll be also answering your questions, and we're going to start right now. One question that's coming in from Steve. Steve is from South Lyon, Michigan, and he said, Peter, when you're doing your abdominal work for working out, I've heard you say that you should do it after your weights. Why? Great question. Number one, you should always dissect your abdominal muscles into three categories: belly button down, belly button up, and what I call the love handles, the area that we want to get rid of, the waist, the intercostals, the obliques, the serratus. Those are all the muscles on the side. And we should make sure we do specific exercises for each one of those areas. And we should be training your abs every other day for three sets per exercise, not every day, because it is just another body part. But most importantly, always do your abs workout after your weight training, because it's core. It's the core strength, and you want to utilize that, and you need that strength for all the other parts of your workout. And then after that, you've already worked it's already somewhat fatigued, you could just finish it off at the end of your workout. And then after that, if you want to facilitate lose excess body fat, then you should do your cardiovascular training, taking care of the most important muscle, your heart. And you're going to be using a lot of glycogen storage muscle energy, so you're going to be tapping into fat that much quicker if you do your cardio after your weight training. We're going to take a commercial break. And if you have a question, again, you could go to petersprinciples.com, go to the Ask Peter, leave us a message, and we'll get back to you hopefully before the end of the show. We'll be right back. I'm Peter Nielsen with Peter's Principles.
Thanks for supporting Principles of Hope. We encourage the hopeless and help everyone find physical and spiritual health. Peter's ministry is helping people feel God's hope and peace and light. And a gift from you will help. For a gift of $25 or more, you will receive a Principles of Hope CD with three powerful messages from Peter. Each one inspirational, scripturally based, and dealing with practical ideas for keeping and finding real hope so you can finish the race strong.
Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope.
With a gift of $120 or more, you will receive a host of hope-building tools. First, Peter's latest book of private devotionals from his heart to yours. You'll also receive a devotional CD with 12 of Peter's most popular inspirational talks. Great for listening to in the car or when you work out.
Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope.
Third, Peter is a renowned fitness expert. Let him be your personal trainer with this inspiring home exercise workout DVD. And finally, you will receive the very first episode of the Principles of Hope TV series. This half-hour show tells Peter's own story of how he found hope. His journey of overcoming his own difficulty will inspire you. All these for your gift of $120.
Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope.
If you're in the middle of a storm in your life, these hope-building resources can help. And your gift supports Peter's ongoing ministry of bringing hope to people in need of spiritual and physical renewal. Please call now and support Principles of Hope, and may God bless you.
Hi, I'm Peter Nielsen, and I'm excited to say that my new home for Peter's Principles Radio is right here on Faith Talk 1500. Join me every Saturday at 12 noon so we could truly get better together. Peter's Principles is really about one word. It's about God's hope. And to me, hope means having optimum positive emotions about something that seems nearly impossible. Join me every Saturday at 12 noon so we could finish the race strong together.
Now back to Peter's Principles with fitness expert Peter Nielsen.
Welcome back to Peter's Principles. I'm Peter Nielsen. Hopefully everyone's enjoying whatever's left of your Saturday. I know that I am. It's my honor to serve this entire hour with you each and every week here on Faith Talk 1500 AM, 12 noon, every Saturday. I have a chance to just motivate and educate you and just to hear from you. If you have a question, you could always go to petersprinciples.com, go to the Ask Peter, leave us a question, and hopefully before the end of the show, my producer will be able to get back to you. You could always Facebook us at Peter N. Nielsen and inbox us, or you could call us at 800-HOPE-392. We'd love to hear from you. The last segment, we were talking about just how last weekend was daylight savings time. We pushed the clocks forward, and for many of us on Monday morning, and it was just a little different, maybe a little harder, but the wonderful light at the end of the tunnel was the day was longer with light. And there's so many wonderful changes that are happening. And here next week, we're going into officially spring. The weather is finally breaking here in the Midwest. And hopefully wherever you are tuning in, the weather is cooperating as well. And when you do have change in your life, things happen externally as well as internally, as I mentioned in the last segment. A lot of times we have these invisible deadlines that are occurring inside, where we maybe our biological clock is ticking for some women and they want to have a child. And for other people on an external standpoint, they need to do certain reports for work, or they're being motivated to hit a deadline because they need to pay rent. These are all things that naturally happen, so it's important that we take care of our one model year, our body, when it comes to how we fuel it nutritionally and how we also exercise and take care of it on a physical standpoint, and then obviously being spiritually fit, which I call that inner strength, the soul strength. I want to talk this segment about answering some questions from you. During the commercial break and last segment, we said you could go to any one of my websites and you could leave me a question. We got a few questions coming in right now, so I want to start. I have Susan from Chicago, and she says that she loves Michigan, especially she visits the west part of Michigan in the end of the summer, and some of her favorite memories is actually going and picking some tart cherries. She wanted to know how healthy they are. Wow, great question. And, you know, being from New York City and Brooklyn, New York, moving here many years ago to Michigan, I learned very quickly on how popular cherries are in the state of Michigan. Cherries have a lot of health benefits. The antioxidants, which are anthocyanins and bioflavonoids, which inhibit the growth of certain colon cancer and helps prevent inflammation in the body, such as arthritis or gout and heart disease. Study after study say that tart cherries contain a natural compound that's called peri-alcohol, and it's extremely powerful in reducing the incidence of all types of cancers. Another naturally occurring agent that's found in cherries is ellagic acid, which is also known for its potent anti-carcinogenic compounds on lowering the risk of certain cancers. So not only does cherries taste good, they're beautiful to look at, but they're so healthy for you, especially when it comes to inflammation, bringing inflammation down. They're just a natural anti-inflammatory property that happens in tart cherries. And while we're on the topic of inflammation, I have Lisa. Lisa is from Farmington Hills, Michigan. And she said, "Peter, you know, I do have a form of arthritis, and I take a lot of anti-inflammatory prescription drugs, and I find that my stomach, it bothers my stomach at times." First, before you take any kind of vitamin supplement or any kind of prescription drugs, make sure you work in concert with your physician, with your doctor. But I want to explain just kind of, you know, if you take something like over-the-counter, an ibuprofen or something that's a natural, rather a painkiller, they have a COX-1, COX-2 in them. I want to explain what a COX-2 enzyme is. It reduces normal cell growth in the colon, pancreas, and breast tissue. It causes inflammation in joints and promotes arthritis and gout. Now, what is a COX-2 inhibitor do, where it inhibits that process? Natural COX-2 inhibitors are ginger, green tea, turmeric, rosemary. There are four herbs that greatly reduce the production of COX-2 enzymes, which are promoting the production of COX-1 enzyme, which aids in normal cell growth. So it's much better to try to get your inflammation down by natural foods and stuff like that. So that's a great question, and you should talk to your nutritionist. You talk to your doctor about just natural ways on trying to live on an anti-inflammatory eating regimen, which is very, very important. And we have time for another question. And the question has to do with carbohydrates. And the question is coming in from William. And William is from Oklahoma, a place that I travel to a lot with my Zeal for Life challenge. And the question is, Peter, I get so confused with carbohydrates. Well, I think you are not alone, because carbohydrates are probably the most misunderstood nutrient on the planet. They are the master fuel to your body. You only have about 90 minutes worth of energy that it can be stored in your muscles as glycogen storage. So when you eat, whether it's a potato, a tomato, a piece of fruit, you ingest it, and your pancreas releases insulin and fats. It then takes that and breaks it down to blood sugar, glucose. That glucose is traveled to your muscle bellies. It's then called, once it's absorbed, glycogen storage. That's what gives your muscles energy for a workout. And you have 90 minutes worth of that. Once you deplete that, you need to replenish that. But here's the key. Complex carbohydrates should be eaten before a workout, 1.5 hours before a workout. And they're in the form of a complex, whether it's, say, your oatmeal cereal, or whether it's your a pasta, or your fibrous complex carbohydrates, your vegetables. It takes 1.5 hours for it to be broken down so that you have muscle energy. Have no more than 300 calories or 75 grams of carbohydrates within 1.5 hours period of time. Anything more is going to be stored as fat. So you're probably saying, Peter, what is 300 calories or 75 grams of carbs look like? Well, one Detroit bagel is about 300 calories. One large baked potato or yam is about 300 calories or 75 grams of carbs. There's 4 calories to a gram of carbohydrates, so 300 calories equals 75 grams of carbohydrates. Anything more than 300 calories or 75 grams of carbs within that 90-minute period of time is going to be stored as fat. So there's no way you can put 6 pounds of potatoes in a 4-pound bag when it comes to your muscle energy. It can't happen. Also, 45 to 50% of your total daily calories should be coming from energy foods such as carbohydrates. But most people will get stuck because they end up eating too much of a good thing, and starchy carbohydrates in the form of potatoes and rice and pastas, they're very dense, so it doesn't take a lot for you to actually wear some of it. We're going to take a commercial break. If you have a question, you could go to petersprinciples.com, leave me an email, or you could Facebook me at Peter N. Nielsen. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back. I'm Peter Nielsen with Peter's Principles. To start an exercise or fitness program, I'd love to be your personal trainer. Go to my website at petersprinciples.com. Scroll down to the products. There you'll see the Peter's Principles Basic Training DVD, as well as a personal training DVD. You'll also see a resistance training workout with cables. In these videos, I take you through each workout step by step. And the best thing is, you could do them anywhere, anytime on your schedule. There's also a junior fitness workout program, so your kids can actually work out with you. If you need a little motivation, you could also check out my motivational CD and book entitled Principles of Hope. So if nothing's working for you this year and you truly want to be in the best shape of your life, I'd love to be your personal trainer.
Whether it's nutritionally or putting together a fitness program, just go to petersprinciples.com or you can call 800-HOPE-392. See, my goal is to get you and your entire family to seize the moment of each and every day.
Thanks for supporting Principles of Hope. We encourage the hopeless and help everyone find physical and spiritual health. Peter's ministry is helping people feel God's hope and peace and light. And a gift from you will help. For a gift of $25 or more, you will receive a Principles of Hope CD with three powerful messages from Peter. Each one inspirational, scripturally based, and dealing with practical ideas for keeping and finding real hope so you can finish the race strong.
Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope.
With a gift of $120 or more, you will receive a host of hope-building tools. First, Peter's latest book of private devotionals from his heart to yours. You'll also receive a devotional CD with 12 of Peter's most popular inspirational talks. Great for listening to in the car or when you work out.
Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope.
Third, Peter is a renowned fitness expert. Let him be your personal trainer with this inspiring home exercise workout DVD. And finally, you will receive the very first episode of the Principles of Hope TV series. This half-hour show tells Peter's own story of how he found hope. His journey of overcoming his own difficulty will inspire you. All these for your gift of $120.
Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope.
If you're in the middle of a storm in your life, these hope-building resources can help. And your gift supports Peter's ongoing ministry of bringing hope to people in need of spiritual and physical renewal. Please call now and support Principles of Hope. And may God bless you.
Hi, I'm Peter Nielsen, and I'm excited to say that my new home is right here on Faith Talk 1500. Join me every Saturday at 12 noon. Peter's Principles to me really stands for one word. It stands for God's hope. And hope to me means having optimum positive emotions about something that seems nearly impossible. So join me each week here on Faith Talk 1500, Saturday at 12 noon, and let's get better together.
Welcome to Peter's Principles. Now, here's world-renowned fitness expert Peter Nielsen.
Welcome back to Peter's Principles. I'm Peter Nielsen. Hopefully everyone's enjoying whatever's left of your Saturday. I know that I am. It's my honor to serve. Whether you're tuning in from the West Coast to East Coast or right here in the Midwest, welcome. I don't know about you, but I sure am enjoying an extra hour of daylight. Like I mentioned, last weekend was daylight savings time. We moved forward into spring. And a lot of times people don't like changes, and it kind of messes with their minds. And this entire show we're really talking about on just trying to make the right changes nutritionally as well as on your fitness program. I wanted to have an expert in the field, Dr. Frank Pitino, the creator of the Pitino Diet. We have him with us right now. Welcome this afternoon, Dr. Pitino, to Peter's Principles.
Hi, Peter. Always a pleasure to be on board.
Well, the pleasure is mine. And, you know, what I wanted to talk today about was is that here we are, this coming week is officially spring coming into this year, and for many people, it kind of throws them off sync. They think of things they need to do, whether it's cleaning the house or whether it's taking care of their body. And one of the things that I keep getting from so many people is that they have a hard time sleeping, and they're working out, but they're only sleeping a few hours. Who has two jobs? Who has new children in the house? And they're having a hard time really getting that sound sleep. So my question to you, doctor, is, you know, when I work out, if I don't get enough sleep, I feel as though that my body's not recovering properly on a cellular level.
Can you explain to people all over the country the importance, especially if you're looking to lose weight, if you want to just defrag your brain, or if you want to benefit and maximize your workout, that sleep is essential?
That's an excellent question, Peter. Sleep is definitely essential in just about anything that has to do with the function of the human body. First of all, an adult needs about anywhere between 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Now, that can vary. Some people can function at 6 hours. Others need 9 hours or a little more in order to function properly. That is determined genetically. So that's a hereditary thing. Whether you're going to fall into the 8, the 6, or the 9 is something that's already predetermined by heredity. Now, what happens when you sleep? There's different types of sleep. There's obviously REM sleep, what we call rapid eye movement, where you're dreaming, and then there's the non-REM sleep. It's important to know, you don't have to know all the details, but there's 3 stages of non-REM sleep. And as you go up in the stages, you get more what we call restorative sleep. And that's important because if you're in stage 1, you get no restorative sleep. 2 is a little bit, 3 is the best or the most. So you want to get into those deep stages of sleep when you sleep in order to get the rest that you need. So what happens when a person is sleep deprived? We sort of pride ourselves on all-nighters and things like that. But it's not healthy because here's what happens when you sleep. You get tired. And so what happens when you're tired? You want to get something in your system to boost you because during the day you're at work or you're doing something and you're running out of fuel because you're tired. You didn't sleep enough. So what do? You go eat a donut. You drink a soft drink. You go eat chips, candy. You put something in the system that gives you that burst of energy momentarily. So what is that doing? Now, that's causing you an extra amount of calories. It's increasing your insulin levels because these are high glycemic foods for the most part. And now you're causing a weight gain to take effect. Interestingly, if you take a person who's a 5-hour sleeper and you make them sleep for 7 hours, a study was done, and these people over a few months lost 10 pounds of weight just by changing their sleep habits.
Wow.
So sleep is essential. Now, what happens at the hormone level is even more important because there are hormones that are released that affect your eating, and they're related to your sleep patterns. So here's what it is. There's 2 hormones. We want to talk about ghrelin, which is what we call the go hormone, okay? It tells you when to eat. So it stimulates you to eat. When you're sleep deprived, that hormone is increased. So what happens when you're sleep deprived? The accelerator goes down and you eat more. So now sleep deprivation causes an increase in this hormone. So this increase in this hormone says eat, 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 and you start eating more. On the other hand, there's a second hormone we call leptin, and that's the hormone that tells you to stop eating. Ironically, sleep deprivation reduces this hormone. So now you've got 2 problems working against you. When you're sleep deprived, the goal hormone, ghrelin, is increased, so you eat more. Leptin, the one that puts the brakes on, is decreased, so now you've deactivated the brakes and you can't stop eating. So both of those are working against you. What happens? You take in more calories, you start gaining weight, the body's got to put them somewhere.
Wow.
Now, the other issue we need to deal with sleep is aging. As you get older, you don't necessarily need less sleep. That's a myth. What happens is that as you get older, you have a decrease in the melatonin production from the pineal gland. And that's a consequence of aging. It's not that your body needs less sleep. It's just that it's aging and it's not making enough of the melatonin. That's the natural sleep aid that causes your body to go to sleep. And that's secreted by the pineal gland when it gets dark. So you have a decrease in that. In addition to that, the actual process of aging, Peter, of course, causes lots of problems. For men, for instance, you get prostate enlargement. So it's not unusual for a man to come to my office and tell me he gets up 4 times a night to have to urinate because of his prostate. That interrupts his sleep. Arthritis. People that have an arthritic shoulder, hip, knee, back. Male or female, they'll wake up at night with pain, and this pain interrupts their sleep. They'll be, rolling in bed, and they never get into those deep levels of sleep because of the pain that they experience. So aging also interferes with our sleep patterns, and as we noted earlier, that this has effect on these hormones and the amount of food that we eat because we try to make up for the loss of energy, and it causes us to gain weight. So That's how it plays into the whole system, Peter.
Now, how does, you know, when someone works out, you know, and they say they're working out with strength training and they're microscopically breaking they're tearing down muscle fiber, and then the building block to muscle is protein. Every cell in your body is made up of protein, nitrogen, and then some. So then what happens is that needs to recover and repair. And if you don't get enough sleep, correct me if I'm wrong, your body is then not going to repair from that hard workout that you just had yesterday.
You are correct, Peter. When you sleep, that's when you repair what you break down and injure during the day. So when you start cutting down your sleep and you're not getting enough, you're cutting into this process and you're not allowing it to completion. And so the end result is that you have pain in your joints, pain in your muscles, and you might experience weakness in those muscles because you're not allowing them to heal. So, yes, sleep is very important. And exercise is good because studies have shown that if you exercise, it improves the quality of your sleep, meaning that you get into those deeper stages of sleep so that it's restorative sleep.
I need to just, we only have about a minute, if that, left. For people that are taking sleep aids like, Advil PM or different things, or trying to take a drink at night to just, you know, have them kind of just, you know, wind down, what are the pros and cons to that?
Well, obviously, Peter, the pros of taking those sleep aids at night is that initially they work, but eventually your body adjusts to it, and you need more of it, and you can't do without it. If you don't have them, you can't sleep, and you become an insomniac without these medications, and that's not a good thing. You know, the best thing to do is to have a good lifestyle. If you exercise, you're going to improve your sleep quality. If you avoid caffeine after 2 in the afternoon, you're going to sleep better because you're going to get into the restorative sleep, whereas with caffeine, it keeps you in those lighter stages. It doesn't let you get there. And then, of course, nutrition. Don't have a large meal before you eat. Eat your largest meal at lunch, a lighter meal at night. And if you're going to eat, have a light snack after 7, but I wouldn't eat a meal after 7. All these things will allow you to get a good quality sleep. And over time, you'll train your body and your circadian rhythms will fall into place so that you'll sleep well and you're not going to be dependent on medications.
Wow, what a great segment. Thank you, Doctor. Again, for if you're just tuning in, I'm with Dr. Frank Pitino, the creator of the Pitino Diet. If you want more information and learn more about Dr. Pitino, you could always go to thepitinodiet.com. Thank you for being on Peter's Principles today, Doctor, and God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Peter. Always a pleasure. God bless you.
We're going to take a commercial break in a moment, and, it's something to think about. I mean, I think that vending machines, caffeine and chocolate were discovered around 3 o'clock in the afternoon because we get this afternoon yawner, and a lot of times it's because we haven't slept. And I'm sometimes the first to blame where if I'm producing, wanting to get my radio show produced or getting ready to tape the next morning for television, I may stay up to 1-2 o'clock in the morning. I may have some caffeine, you know, after dinner, and it's just keeping me up in such a false manner that it's not healthy. So I need to practice what I preach when it comes to sleeping. We're going to take a commercial break, and we will be right back. I'm Peter Nielsen with Peter's Principles. Don't go away.
for supporting Principles of Hope. We encourage the hopeless and help everyone find physical and spiritual health. Peter's ministry is helping people feel God's hope and peace and light. And a gift from you will help. For a gift of $25 or more, you will receive a Principles of Hope CD with three powerful messages from Peter. Each one inspirational, scripturally based, and dealing with practical ideas for keeping and finding real hope so you can finish the race strong. Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope. With a gift of $120 or more, you will receive a host of hope-building tools. First, Peter's latest book of private devotionals from his heart to yours. You'll also receive a devotional CD with 12 of Peter's most popular inspirational talks. Great for listening to in the car or when you work out. Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope. Third, Peter is a renowned fitness expert. Let him be your personal trainer with this inspiring home exercise workout DVD. And finally, you will receive the very first episode of the Principles of Hope TV series. This half-hour show tells Peter's own story of how he found hope. His journey of overcoming his own difficulty will inspire you. All these for your gift of $120. Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope. If you're in the middle of a storm in your life, these hope-building resources can help. And your gift supports Peter's ongoing ministry of bringing hope to people in need of spiritual and physical renewal. Please call now and support Principles of Hope. And may God bless you.
If you're looking to start an exercise or fitness program, I'd love to be your personal trainer. Go to my website at petersprinciples.com. Scroll down to the products. There you'll see the Peter's Principles Basic Training DVD as well as a personal training DVD. You'll also see a resistance training workout with cables. In these videos, I take you through each workout step by step. And the best thing is you could do them anywhere, anytime on your schedule. There's also a junior fitness workout program, so your kids can actually work out with you. If you need a little motivation, you can also check out my motivational CD and book entitled Principles of Hope. So if nothing's working for you this year and you truly want to be in the best shape of your life, I'd love to be your personal trainer. Whether it's nutritionally or putting together a fitness program, just go to petersprinciples.com. Or you can call 800-HOPE-392. See, my goal is to get you and your entire family to seize the moment of each and every day.
Pumping you up to be the best you can be. This is Peter's Principles with fitness expert Peter Nielsen.
Welcome back to Peter's Principles. I'm Peter Nielsen. Hopefully everyone's enjoying whatever's left of your Saturday. Whether you're tuning in the West Coast, the East Coast, right here in the Midwest, or my friends up in Canada, welcome. I hope that you're enjoying your weekend. You know, here we are in a changing season. Next week, we're going into officially the season of spring. Last weekend, we pushed forward 1 hour for daylight savings time. Many of us are still tired, but the light at the end of the tunnel is we have an extra hour of light, and every day it's 30 seconds more, and it's just a wonderful thing. But change for a lot of people, you know, messes with their minds. So this last segment, I want to continue to answer your questions on how making little changes nutritionally or on a fitness standpoint can really move your train, your life forward in a direction that you've always wanted it to be, but you need to have the courage to get up and to put action behind it. I have an email coming in from Erica, and Erica is from Indiana, and she says she drinks a lot of tea, and her young two little girls love to mimic her and drink tea with her. They have little tea parties. First, I just want to talk about, you know, some of the benefits. Drinking both black or green tea in bags or leaves are great. Their antioxidants are equal, but green tea boosts special acting EGCG enzymes that actually promote weight loss. A bottled tea and instant tea have fewer antioxidants, and tea with caffeine has slightly more antioxidant activity. And what you want to do is you want to steep your tea in hot water for 3 to 5 minutes to release all the antioxidants. And then to answer your question specifically with this email is don't give too much tea to your kids, because tea naturally chelates iron. It removes it from the body, and it can cause an anemic in your young children. So being anemia. So these are just little tidbits, news that you could use. Knowledge is power. So it's very important to make sure you know that. But a tea is a great antioxidant a drink. But just make sure that you understand that too much tea for children will chelate some of the iron. It removes it from the body naturally, which can cause your children to have a deficiency. A great, great question. And I have another question coming in right now. And this is from Tom. And Tom is from Howell, Michigan. And Tom says, Peter, calorically, how many calories should I be, you know, taking in every day? That's a loaded question, Tom. And, you know, the more that you expend by exercise, you know, you're going to be burning more calories. So a woman trying to lose weight should probably consume with a guidance from your doctor, your nutritionist, your dietitian, 1,300 to 1,500 calories a day. Those calories should include no more than 50 grams of fat, no more than 225 grams of carbs, and she should have at least 38 grams of protein. Men trying to lose weight should limit their calories to 1,700 to 2,000 calories a day. And your caloric needs for most people who are active, the ideal daily intake for weight maintenance or management is 12 to 15 calories per pound. I'll say that again. For most people who are active, the ideal daily intake for weight maintenance is 12 to 15 calories per pound. We're getting some great questions in here. And protein is another question that's coming in. And this question is Elena. Elena is in Windsor, Canada. And she's saying, Peter, you talk about protein. Can you just tell me how much protein I should be having? That again, you know, if you're talking to a bodybuilder or you're talking to the American Heart Association or the food pyramid, it's vastly different. 1,300 to 15 calories a day, say for a woman, will equate to about 20% of their daily calories coming from protein, which is 65 to 70 grams. That's if a woman is working out three times a week. For a man, 1,700 to 2,000 calories a day, that equates to 20% of their calories coming from protein, which equals 85 to 100 grams of protein a day. Never having more than 30 to 40 grams of protein within a 2.5 hour period of time. Anything more will be stored as fat. Remember, working out with weights depletes protein storage. Every cell in your body, in part, is made of protein. So, you know, the normal weekend warrior, you know, should probably have a quarter to a half a gram of protein per 1 pound. Know this. If you have diabetes or kidney problems, always check with your doctor, because having too much protein can be harsh on your kidneys. And I have time for maybe one more question, and this is a great question here. I'm looking at Lisa, and Lisa is from Ypsilanti, Michigan, and her question is, Peter, I have frequent heartburn, and I belch a lot, and I have sometimes difficulty even swallowing water. Absolutely, Lisa, go and get a checkup, especially maybe from your GI doctor. But it sounds like you may have GERD, and GERD is gastroesophageal reflux disease. And a great thing, and I have that as an offshoot from the Crohn's disease, because it actually damaged my esophagus, my sphincter muscle on the bottom, which scarred, so the valve doesn't close. So some of the hydrochloric acid comes up and I get heartburn, or my voice gets kind of scarce where it gets rough. Avoid spicy, acidic foods like tomato-based or fatty foods, or things like chocolate, tomatoes, citrus fruits, and juices. Some of this could actually just inflame and cause heartburn. limit your intake of coffee, tea, and alcohol, and soda pop. Caffeine could actually constrict the area as well. Don't gorge yourself at mealtime. Have smaller, more frequent meals. Don't exercise too soon after eating. Have meals at least 3 to 4 hours before going to bed and lying down. Stop smoking. Smoking is another way that a person will get, will get heartburn. Elevate the head of your bed so that those hydrochloric acids are not going to be coming up. They're going to stay down in your stomach area where they need to and in your ileum. Great questions. I've lived with heartburn for many years since the last surgery 14 years ago. Probiotics are great. Digestive enzymes are wonderful. You know, getting back into next week being, actually being a spring, many people don't like change. And my thought is don't resist a new challenge, new change. Change is one of the most difficult things for people to face. However, change of seasons or change in your life is inevitable. One reason people don't like change is because they get comfortable on where they're at. And sometimes something so good will actually stifle something great that God wants to give us. And people get used to their friends, their jobs, the place they live. And even if it's not perfect, they accept it simply because it's familiar. However, when you're not willing to change, we get stuck in a life holding pattern, and we don't allow God to be God. So today I encourage each and every one of you, if God is whispering or nudging you and you're supposed to move forward, in my world it's telling you he has an assignment for you. And if you choose to ignore it, it may be a missed blessing. So be open to new things, especially with this new season of spring, this coming week. And always remember that just because God has blessed you where you are doesn't mean that you can't just sit back and be settle there. God wants to do something new in your life, and he needs to do it through you. He wants to see you grow, prosper, and flourish in every area of your life. So as we leave this show, I just wish each and every one of you a wonderful weekend. Be open to change and understand that the best is yet to come. Happy spring, everyone. Until next week, I'm Peter Nielsen with Peter's Principles.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.